They're stacking boxes of chips and jerky.
Moving books that have been donated as well as magazines.
This warehouse in Kirkland is buzzing. Now, you may have well over a month to get ready for the holidays, but Ruth Ann Young only has until the end of the week.
We're sending the spirit of Christmas to the front lines once again.
For 8 years, Ruth Ann and her band of elves have put together care packages for troops in Iraq. This year, they're adding Afghanistan. The effort began after an old high school friend in the military sent her a photo.
And the picture was their PX. And it was empty.
And it was Christmas. Ruth Ann set out to change that.
We have sent a total of 62,000 individual Christmas packages.
On this day, Tim's Cascade is donating thousands of bags of chips. Company President Jeff Likelighter.
We know what it feels like for those guys being overseas at holidays.
Matt Gregory with the Kirkland Kiwanis says in addition to snacks, books are a real treasure for the troops.
Because they don't have anything else to read.
But what exactly does all this effort mean to our men and women fighting overseas? Former Marine Sergeant Lucas Coffey was stationed in Iraq three Christmases ago. He remembers the day the gifts came in on the mail truck.
There were some exuberant expletives of excitement.
He says they did their best to make it a holiday just like back home.
You know, when the packages are there, there's some makeshift Christmas trees and stuff that we'll set up.
It's enough to make even a Marine tear up.
Yeah, I mean, with Marines, you know, we kind of like to show toughness a little bit, I guess, but everybody has emotions.
If you have a service member in your family, you dread the 4 a.m. phone call. Ruth Ann Young received one last year.
Coming from somewhere in Iraq, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't know anyone in Iraq. And they said, we are calling long distance to say thank you for thinking of us. And there were tons of people in the background yelling, and they were opening their Christmas packages.
She will never forget that gift, and Sergeant Lucas Coffey will never forget his gift.
Holiday times is usually when morale is the lowest. When packages come, it definitely helps to boost morale, and it does kind of get you in a little bit of an emotional way to know people are taking the time to do this.
Brian Calvert, Como News Radio.